We are starting our parshios with the Avos HaKadoshim. Last week we learned right at the end about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu commanded, of course, to come to Eretz Yisrael and has many challenges. Pirkei Avos, of course, tells us about the Eser Nisarnos, the 10 trials that Avram Avinu has. Avram is given a bit of consolation, no pun intended. The Ribbono Shel Olam says the following. Hashem tells him to go outside. After the war between Malchi Tzedek, Melech Stom, Avram is promised, Achra Devarim Ha'ila, Avram is promised, Vayotze Chutza, Vayomer. Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, go outside. And what will you see? Vayomer Habetna, look, Hashamayma. Visopera Kochavim, Imtu Cholo Saperotam, Vayomolo Kol Yezarecha. So he commands Avram Avinu to go outside. Please look heavenward and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he says, so will be your offspring. Rashi, of course, comments that he will go outside. The Midrash tells Amalo, that he goes out and sees something in the stars, the Mazalot. We commonly, of course, interpret today, people who are star, people who look into the future, it's not good, tells us what's today's horoscope. That, of course, is not good. But we are told that Avram Avinu was actually a master astronomer. He knew exactly how to read the stars. And with this, Rashi, of course, says, Asid, you'll see that you could have a child. He understood very well. So we see already Rashi is alluding to something a bit greater than this. Rav Soloveitchik, in the compilation of the Rav's work, this specifically was written in his in Avram's Journey, page 143. So Rav Soloveitchik says that earlier on in the parsha, not that early ago, but in Perek Yud Gimel, we are told something a bit different. And a different word is used, different connotation, when, once again, one is asked to go outside. And there the pasuk says, Besamti ezarecha ka'afar ha'aretz asher imuchal ish limanot et afar ha'aretz kamzirecha. So there we are talking about the dust of the earth, like sand. And Rav Soloveitchik points out that Dafka, when he uses the stars to convey what seems to be the same idea, he uses the word to count the spore, as opposed to not that many psukim before, when it comes to the sand, limanot, simply to count, without any connotation. The spore, says Rav Soloveitchik, means to count while trying to understand. So fair, to count, is like to tell, a sipur. A sofer is a scribe. The same root. The Sefer Yetzirah points out, right in the beginning, the common derivation when it recounts that Hashem created the world with text, sefer, with number, like from the word mispar, and communicates sipur. Here Hashem is telling Avraham not to merely count the stars, but to comprehend the stars. Can you enumerate the stars, Avram? Question mark. Can you explain the cosmic drama? What the universe has? Your great destiny is incomprehensible to the great story of the heavens. So, yeah, Zarecha, the mystery is the same enigma that attached to your people. And this explains the question that Rav Meir Shapira asked. Rav Meir Shapira asked, I don't understand. If you were to go outside here in, I'm in New Jersey, so it's a cloudy day. There are no stars. But if you go out, Rav Meir Shapira, go out to his outside of his yeshiva, and you look at the polar stars, you could probably actually count them. And even if you go to upstate New York, and even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you have one of those beautiful days, and you look out as I do, and I say, wow, now I understand what the Rosh Hashanah said to Avram Avinu. But if you really spent the time, you actually could count the stars. It would be possible. If you had the wherewithal, you could. So Meir Shapira says, what kind of bracha is this? Mamela, I understand the dust. If I were to go to a beach and say, count every single particle, so I would understand that's a large number. So that answer from Meir Shapiro actually similar to what Rav Soloveitchik says. It's something much deeper, and I think that's the idea that Rashi is conveying. It's the mazalot. So it's in the stars, something that we can't comprehend nowadays because we don't look to that anymore. But Rav Meir Shapira says, you know how the Jewish people can't explain? We can't explain the Jewish people. We can't explain this tremendous will to live, this pushing nature that we have, this believing and doing the impossible, not looking at what's on paper and say, well, this is probably only I could do, what I could do. Doing more than that, exceeding every possible goal that one would think of. Exerting yourself, and this is, of course, a very special message. As just a few weeks ago, we ended the Yomim Noraim. We ended Yom Kippur Dafka. It's just a day or two since we started saying Tachanun again. And we get into this rut of saying, okay, I'm doing a little bit better. We have to push ourselves. One of the Rabbeim Yushalayim pointed out that it wasn't very well known,
for whatever reason, not important, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky had a very serious case of COVID a number of months ago. Wasn't probably almost a year ago now, but he was actually very sick, Baruch Hashem. It's Bari V'Shalim, should continue, Abmeir V'Yesrim. But what was amazing is that through the sickness he had, he kept his star. He pushed himself. This is something, the great stories we hear about the Rav Tendler, that he always kept his siddur. And he always had the fervor, even if he was learning Midrash Rabbah with the shul, year number 49, year number 50. He wanted to push his congregants to learn this lesson of the stars. To learn the lesson, as Rav Soloveitchik says, we can't explain. Everything is hidden. That's the Jewish people. It's not merely the bracha a few psukim before of being like the dust of the earth, of being like the sand that you can't enumerate. It's the special word, lispor. It's that book that we are, the sefer that we are. And to this, I think we could learn yet another idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to dream and believe and not be satisfied with who we are. Always ask for more. Beautiful pasuk that we sing and therefore it's become popular is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Perek Bet Pasuk Bet. Halach Vekarasa Beuznei Yerushalayim Lamor. Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says, Zacharti Lach Chesed Nureich. I remember the great favor, the love, devotion that you had. Nureich, when you were young. When you were a young nation. Avas Kluasayich. The love you had like a bride. Lech Tech Acharei Bamidbar Be'eretz Lo Zirah. Do you remember when that was? You know what I remember the most about that marriage, that beginning part? Is when you followed me in the wilderness. Comes along the Shem Shmuel. Shai Shechter quotes this beautiful idea of the Shem Shmuel and says, really? That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom is remembering about us? Of all the stories that he could tell about that beginning stage of our marriage, he talks about the Midbar. Is that such a great story? What did we do so special? Why don't you tell the great stories of what Klal Yisrael did? No. It's that you followed me. It's that you had a wanting for more. You weren't satisfied with your spiritual level. And that's why in Parsha Shoftim, quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says, why does the Pasuk say that Hashem hates a matzeva? As in Israel, takim matzeva. Hashem elokecha soinach. Hashem hates it. The Ramban in Sefer Bereishis explains that there's a stark difference between a matzeva and a mizbeach. A matzeva is just a slab of stone. But a mizbeach is built brick by brick, as Sefer Shemos enumerates. It's a continuation. Rav Goldberg finally points out that even at a matzeva, which of course commemorates those that are no longer with us, really the ending, that stop, that Hashem doesn't hate, because this is where the physical remains of the person is. So there is a stoppage there. There is, I'm sure, a wanting for more, but that's it. But what do? We dafka have a custom of putting an evan there. We say that we know the Rabbeinu Shalom hates being stagnant. So I am going to continue that. Evan ava bein, ima vabat, but maybe even more, av bein neched, ima bat nechta. The generations are promising we're going to continue. We're not going to be satisfied with what it says on this matzeva. We're going to do even more. And after our life in 120 years, we will be put to the test that our matzeva will be the continuation of that. And therefore, we want avanim, we want to build. We should not be satisfied. We should strive for great, wondrous things, as Avram Avinu is told, this amazing bracha of what the stars are. A number of years ago, I told on Lessons from the Lave this story, this beautiful Dvar Torah that I heard. And it's relating exactly to this. I said to my children, this goes back 4 years ago, I said, you know, there's a concept of Nilas Achag. Here we are by the end of Shmini Atzeres holiday. There was nothing really going on. I said, let's go to the Kipishon Rebbe's son, the Oyev Yisrael, our community shtibel. Let's hear what he's doing. And I went with my kids and I was floored at the beautiful Torah that he taught us. Because Rav Lichtenstein learned out a Maimer from the Rishna, my family dynasty. And the Rishna famously quotes the Koshali Predaschem, that famous line where the Bonoshim says, please don't leave, it's so difficult. And the difficulty is partly because we've spent all this time beruchnis. We've had very little gashmis. It's been a time that we got ready from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we got closer and closer of HaMelech Batsada, and then Rosh Hashanah came, and then Yom Kippurim came. And then when the judgment ended and we felt on the spiritual high, we came into our sukkahs, we brought our love and esrogim and promised achdus. The Rosh Hashanah says, ah, kashli pray daschem. It's hard to say goodbye to a kula ruchnius. But the Rosh Hashanah says, I have to. Because that's not real life. And this to me was shocking. Here, a Hasidic Jew says, you know what real life is? Combining the ruchnius with the gashmis. Combining together the Shem Hashem. We know the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vovke, unfortunately, that very special word that we don't even say. We only say Adnos. He says, combines the ruchnius and the gashmis. Because the first, the yud and the hey, talks about gashmis, achila, shtia, bia, things that are quite physical in their nature. They have the yud and the hey in it. But then we have the next, the vav and the hey. Torah, mitzvah, kedusha. Could play with the words and see it includes a lot of those ruchniistic things. And that dafka is the combination of the two. We have to show that our achila is mitzvah-oriented. The act of kedushin is really an act of being mekayma mitzvah piruvirivia. Yes, it's called kedushin. We dafka bring yayin into it to show that something that looks like gashmus is the ultimate form of kedusha. That's how we start our Shabbos. A bris milah. Kedusha is brought into it. Because as Jews, we are unique in being able to combine the two. I pointed out a few weeks ago, Rav Asher Weiss, in his new sefer on the Mo'adim in English, so he points this out as well. That it's so antithetical in other religions to combine the two. In fact, the Christians believe that the Pope, the priest, celibacy. They can't do anything gashmis oriented. That's the worst possible thing. And we say that no, and in fact, it's interesting to note that the yud hey symbolizes the actual gashmis, which comes before the ruchnius. That's real life. Yeah, kashuli pre daschem on one hand, would be great to have all the ruchnius, but it's that combination of the two. And that's where the real question comes in over here. Rav Soloveitchik, in explaining this awesome concept of going out and seeing the stars and explaining that it's something much bigger, seeing that gorgeous challenge that we have to go out and be better and challenge ourselves, despite not knowing necessarily what that means. But finding our tafkin and dreaming big. That's the ultimate goal that a Jew has to have. Yes, and quite different than the other nations. That's the sefer that we write for ourselves. The counting, the continuing, the sofer. The universe is a drama of cosmic nature. We can't understand it, but we say, as Rav Meir Shapiro taught us, that we have to challenge ourselves and always want more, as the Shem Shmuel taught us, Lech Tech Acharai, always follow and want more. As Rav Moshe Feinstein taught us, it's not a Metzeva, it has to be Mizbeach, has to be building an Eved. Should be zeicha to understand these integral messages, these integral ideas, dafka, as we start a new zman, as we start a new season, as we come upon the greatness
of quote-unquote real life. The Zman of Geshem in Eretz Yisrael will start asking St. Talon Welter this week. The Gashmius is so Ruchnius oriented. We should be zeichet to take these messages to heart and to understand the destiny of the Jewish people like the stars.